radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you, ladies, gentlemen, and all others included. Well, today we're back again, Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Time. 2 to 4 on the west, on the East Coast, and whatever it is on the West Coast, I'm not sure. We'll be changing the clocks again very shortly, in I think a couple of weeks or so. So we're going to have longer days and shorter nightfall. But that doesn't mean in a spiritual sense. It means in a physical, earthy sense. So beware, because when it's daylight, it could very well be nightfall, you know? So depends on, I guess, who's considering it, who's involved, and whose perspective it is. But here we are, the end of February. This year, a leap year calendar year on the Gregorian calendar. So tomorrow should be the 1st of March. And I'm telling you, boy, things are moving at a rapid speed. They're faster than a speeding bullet, and they are more powerful than a locomotive, believe me. Things are gyrating, and it's amazing in the last 2 months how we've been fixated by the media with one issue after another issue after another issue after another issue. From Ukraine Gate and Russia Gate to Iran Gate, and on it goes. All of them, of course, being tainted with the smell of globalism, with the stench of internationalism and interventionism and global solutions to global policies and problems and horrible crises. Oh, isn't that amazing, huh? Well, Satan's plan is to bring about just such a scheme, you know, just such a euphoria, a utopia from a dystopia, to bring his utopia, which is peace on earth, goodwill to men. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar? Sounds just like God, huh? Sounds just like Jesus. Well, who wants to be like him? Ah, I mean, there are some very obvious lessons to be learned here, aren't there? Satan comes as Jesus. He is the emulator. He is the copycatter. So when you see somebody who's a rabbi and you know what he believes about Jesus, and you say, why, what a nice gentleman he was. He tipped his yarmulke to me. He waved at me and says, good morning, Mrs. Jones. How can there be any evil in that? And I say, again, Satan comes as a wonderful peacemaker, as a poppy seed, as a flower in the midst of the garden. He always shines, just like the sun, you know. The sun shines on the wicked as well as the just, and the rain falls upon the just as well as the wicked. You know, that's the key, is to understand how Satan appeared as the Nakash, as the enchanter in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3. He wasn't ugly. He wasn't a serpent sliming up and down a pole or a tree and hissing like some people do today. No, just the opposite. But you see how myths are formed, how lies are created, how people believe all of the myths of history? Well, we're going to deal with a lot of this today, I hope, because, you know, we're hearing now about these epidemics and pandemics. And we talked about it almost, what, a month ago? And we had Dr. K on talking about what is the end game of all of this fear peddling about these viruses. Well, we have to be fearful. but not of man's doings or nature out of control. But we need to be fearful of what God will do in these last days just prior to the very end in Jerusalem. And I think that is where the focus must be, not on this or that. Now, we're going to deal with that today in some of the documentaries from the past to know that there's nothing new under the sun. Yet, I was reading in the book of Revelation, which, of course, dovetails with Daniel, and as we know, the gospel accounts of Matthew, Matthew 24, the words of Christ himself, telling us what would befall you in the very last generation, and leading up to that generation, the 20th century, worldwide would be a century of upheaval like never has been probably before in history. So in Revelation chapter 6, among other places like 16, but in chapter 6, you know, we have a context here that is very interesting. We have this, if you will, this horse that's coming. There's four horsemen are actually coming to bring destruction and to bring disease and pestilence and all of these things upon the earth. And so in chapter 6 there we read, "And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the Lord," of the fourth one, of the voice of the Lord. "And I heard, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse before his eyes," John. "And he and his name that sat upon it was death, and hell followed him." Now that's Satan. Death is Satan, and hell follows him, the grave. Everywhere he goes, he's being responsible for the deaths of millions of people. Now, some people think it's just a spiritual death. I do not. It is spiritual death for most, but it is also physical. It is a physical reality, pestilence, of war, of famine, of disease, of all of these things, apostasy, most of all. Now, power was given unto him, okay, and unto them, over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with the sword, with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened up the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for Christ, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, how long? How long will it be, O holy and true? Dost thou now judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" You see, folks, that day is coming, the day of vengeance. And preceding it, there must be certain events. We haven't seen all of them yet, but we are seeing many of these events take place now. It's really a picnic right now compared to what will happen. And when the four winds blow, and they blow economic and political upheaval, and we're going to see the religious world all come together. We're going to see this universal religion take place. That's when it's time to flee to Perea, as they say, because most people are unprepared for it. They're living their daily life, day to day, walking around with or without masks. It depends. But they're not really concerned about the overall picture, and nor should they be, because the more they are and the less they know from the media, really, the better off they are if they don't know very much of what the media are peddling to them. Who owns the media? Who controls one of the four hidden dynasties? Well, we know who. The daughters and sons of the wicked one. They run it all. We run it all. Harold W. Rosenthal, remember. So let us understand that there will be famines. There are famines right now. Famine is coming to America. The biggest famine on the spiritual level will be famine for hearing the word of God. As we know in Amos chapter 8 and verse 1. We know that. Let us not discount the physical realities of what is happening now and what has happened in the past. In 1918 to 1919, a wave, a major wave of plague, death, and destruction spread across the earth. United States, Europe, Asia. It was called the Spanish flu. We're going to get into that today. And by the time it was all said and done and all over, approximately 50 or so million people died as a result of it. That was almost as many as died in both World War I and World War II. It was about, I think, World War II, let's see, 50 to 60 million or more. World War I, 20. So it was up there, two-thirds to nearly four-fifths. When you count the extras, 50, 55 million, 60 million, some estimate. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. And there are a lot of implications of it. And there's a lot we don't understand about it. They will not, nobody will tell you. Because nobody seems to know how it originated or where it originated. In the United States, we know that it happened at a time of militarism. And the first cases, from what I'm told, were in the military. That makes you think, doesn't it? That makes you question. It makes you arise with questions, all kinds of questions. Because we've seen how the military, over the last whole century or more, has been the source, if you will, the foundation. Many experiments, of many biochemical experiments in particular. I don't know if you remember it, but I certainly do. Do you remember the story that came out over a dozen years or so ago? Israel's ethnic weapon? Do you remember that? Israel reportedly developing a biochemical weapon that would harm Arabs while leaving Jews unaffected, according to a report in London Sunday Times. Do you remember that one? I do. And do you remember the howl that went up right after that? From the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, all of them were screaming and yelling, this is the Holocaust, anti-Semitism, blah, 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 blah. Well, that was quite an article, quite a report. The ethnic bomb, it was reportedly called, was what they said was, these British scientists and others, was Israel's response to the then threat of Iraq, as it was allegedly developing, you know, the super gun, and how those that were involved in it were shut down, taken out by that attack in the 1980s on Iraq. I believe it was 1981. But it was all about Israel creating bio-weapons, bio-death weapons. Now, that is not unusual for us to imagine, is it? That they, the state of terror, diabolical in origin in this past century, would even begin to discount. No way, Jose. So this is very real, folks. What became of it? I don't know. Maybe you do. The ethnic bomb that was being worked on proves in and of itself, as it was recorded by Mr. Dadi Zucker, a member of the Israeli parliament at the time, had denounced the research in the Sunday Times, saying it was an absolute disgrace that anything like this should be done, and yet the very thought of them doing it certainly puts all of the narrative of Hitler and his bombs and his intents to shame. So who are these people who call themselves Israel and are not, and do lie, and are the synagogue of Satan? I want to deal with these questions today, folks, because we're not getting answers. All we're getting is more fear, more pandemics, more hysteria, more false stories, and much more to come. We haven't seen anything yet. And as I said before, we've been hearing for the last several months, one fixation after another, all of them leading up to a global solution. That is the central key message of every single story you've heard, is that we need a whole new global approach, a worldwide approach, a universal approach to a variety of problems. Climate change being one of them, obviously. Islamic terrorism, of course, was just the big rage a few years ago. Now it's simmered a little bit. So we morph into another and into another and into another, the culmination of which will most likely be this super state conglomeration of all the nations of the world, and that too must fail in the end, because Satan has to heal a deadly wound to the system. So I have prepared for you. I have prepared for you several videos today, audio links to what I think we need to recall. 1918 and 1919. You can do your own research from various sources. But one thing that stands out is that nobody can put a definitive explanation as to how it arose and where it originated. And yet, it could claim the lives of tens of millions of people around the world and do so in such a frightening fashion. What followed it is even more interesting, was the whole new rise of the whole new pharmaceutical industry and the rise of the beginning of the foundations, the Carnegie people we talked about just a couple of weeks ago. And we talked about Rockefeller, and we talked about the Rothschild cabal, and what they and the Schiff's and others were doing here in America vis-a-vis drugs, vaccination, and population control. All of these, in my humble opinion, are relevant to what we're talking about today. I guarantee you on most secular, regular talk shows, all they're doing is bringing on experts, usual experts from the health ministry. Well, we don't want to do that, because we have to ask ourselves, who are these experts and where do they get their info? Well, the same people that brought us all of these other approaches to sickness and disease and suffering. And friends, the solution turned out in many cases to be worse than the disease. So let us take a step back, take a deep breath, and think on these things. Right now, and that first video is a short video, and it's all about Bill Gates. Let's see if we can hear that, about 40 seconds.
Bill Gates thinks there's a new flu epidemic lurking just around the corner, and he says we're unprepared for it. The billionaire philanthropist warned Friday that there is a significant probability of a large and lethal modern-day pandemic occurring in our lifetimes. Gates made the comments while speaking at the Massachusetts Medical Society and the New England Journal of Medicine. Gates said there's a potential new flu that could wipe out as many as 33 million people worldwide in a matter of just 6 months. He warned that the world, and the United States in particular, are falling behind in pandemic preparedness.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Now, this was like 5 years ago when Mr. Gates had made these statements, and he was ahead of the time, wasn't he? He really was. He could foresee. He even mentioned later on that China would probably be the area where it would come from. Now, maybe he was a soothsayer. Maybe he based everything on all of the information that he had been reading from all of the media, all of the other journals and the medical societies and all of the, you know, WHO organizational papers, the World Health Organization and so forth. But it's very interesting that he's been doing this for some time, not just 2015. And, of course, we know what he's been doing in Africa and the big, huge vaccination programs that he's launched. We'll take a break, folks. The next one coming right up will be more historical. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back now. We're hearing about the new virus. We're hearing about COVID-19. We're hearing no longer as much about corona because it's morphed. And every single day, the media will continue to spread more information, more disinformation, more confusion, more Babylonian confusion in the mind. Fear peddling is what it's all about. You remember FDR, what he said? The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And boy, I'm telling you, he was a master orchestrator of fear. Try to fear the American public into World War II and the fireside chats. Whatever. It went on and on and on till they plotted, of course, the Pearl Harbor back door. And that worked. So we have a new fear to worry about every day. We have to have children bury their heads under their desks every day. Now, the fears, I'm not saying, are not real in many cases. Of course they are. But in many cases, the very things that we should have feared were the things that were preventable. They were totally preventable. And they were the things that the enemy of all, the enemy of God, had created to bring about that one world global system. All of it's aimed at that, unity and universalism and globalism. Not nationalism, not patriotism, not love of country, separation of countries, separation of peoples. All of that, you see, is God's way. Satan's way is to bring everybody together in love and peace and joy and happiness, one big utopian society where there'll be no more war, no more fear, no more loathing, no more bombs, and none of that. And that can't come in this world in a flesh system. Just can't happen. So, we're going to hear about that even as we continue. Right now, the second clip I have should be about 1918, historically, a little segment on a documentary that deals with World War One and the plague at the same time. All right, let's hear the second clip.
By September of 1918, the flu had arrived full force in South Carolina, making its way from military camps into towns and rural areas.
And it came on so quickly. This wasn't something that you were all right, and then you didn't feel good, and then you didn't feel better, worse, and then it sort of dread. But within 2 or 3 days, it was a full-fledged case. And then it took a really long time for many people to recuperate from it, 3, 4, 5 weeks.
It was a high fever that reached 105, 106 degrees, led to pneumonia, which developed all this phlegm in the lungs, and it often people drowned in their own phlegm because what this pneumonia did, and you would hear reports of people turning blue, their lips blue, their extremities blue, because the oxygen wasn't able, they couldn't get the oxygen to their bodies, and they literally drowned.
Hospitals were rare in those days. Many local doctors had enlisted, and with no drugs to treat the Spanish influenza, the few doctors left in South Carolina could provide little help.
More than a few cases, many families, the entire family, came down with the flu, and there was no one to look after them. So you can imagine what the state of the household would be in that case, and they survived or died based on, you know, their own constitution.
They said that the caskets would come in on the train from Camp Sevier and were piled at the railroad station on Washington Street, ready to be shipped elsewhere. People dressed in black. I mean, it was bad enough that the war was going on in Europe, and the same month that it was hitting so hard at home, that's the month of the breaking of the Hindenburg Line, of massive assaults in France, and tremendous numbers of men killed there too. So you have it getting, you're getting it from both ends. The horrors in France paralleled by the horrors here.
Quarantined, some kept busy making masks to contain the flu. A nation stretched thin by war faced the dual challenge of fighting a deadly battle both in Europe and on the home front.
Well, it was desperate. The community didn't have the personnel to build the coffins, to take the bodies out of the households, at least in the peak period of the disease. And stories here, other places, the state, in the nation, are of the dead lying in bed for days before people discovered that they had passed away and they could remove them. It was, you know, pretty smelly, pretty desperate, grim place to be.
Because of the flu epidemic, almost 6 times as many Americans died on the home front as died fighting the war. Across South Carolina, an estimated 8,000 to 10,000 people died in a 2-month period.
In the world, it's very...
All right. Break time, folks. You get the picture. We'll come back. Rick Adams Uncensored today on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, if you want to know. All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Listening to Rick Adams Uncensored here on republicbroadcasting.org. And please remember, Republic, if you can, with a little extra help. We're reaching people with the facts, the truth, discourse, and most of all, an understanding of what is happening to the whole globe at this time and where we are. You know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof in, what is it, Psalm 24, I believe? Yeah. And he's in control of everything. He's in control of the good as well as the bad. He uses the bad to bring about the good. So, well, we are going to see real death and destruction continue as part of God's unleashing of his angels of judgment and the four horsemen, folks. So we're seeing things happen now that are in the purview of divine discipline. However, on the other hand, the forces of evil and Satan himself and his children are directing much of the evil that's destroying human life, destroying bodies, destroying people. They're sicker now than ever before in this country. And he likes sick people. He likes weak bodies and weak minds. So he can lead them astray, so he can control them. And that is so evident today, isn't it? Let's get back now. Do we have more of this same clip, I believe, Ken? If we do, let's go right back to finishing this up.
Very much more difficult because it affected just about every place in the world, and keeping records was a lot less... It wasn't done very well in certainly the third world, like Africa. But one estimate throwing out is something like 20 to 25 million people died worldwide.
People thought they were experiencing the Black Plague again, and there was great fear because they didn't quite understand what was going on, and it was just a truly terrible time. If you go in old cemeteries and you walk around, and you'll see a number of gravestones, just the sheer number that have the death dates being 1918, and it was during the influenza pandemic.
Norman Rockwell was, of course, one of the lucky ones. Despite being 17 pounds underweight when he joined the Navy, Rockwell recovered fully, just in time for the armistice.
Well, that's very nice of him. And, you know, that armistice, folks, was a key point. You know, we have Armistice Day, Veterans Day, that we celebrated and talked about last November. But the armistice, as far as bringing true peace and true freedom under God, is something that has never been implemented in this age. And it won't be implanted by man, that's for sure. It will not be consummated by any group of organizations or any organization. It just cannot come to pass. But that doesn't stop them from trying, does it? Even these professed Christians like the Vice President and Mike Pompeo just addressed the Religious Broadcasters Convention. And they have a plan. They want to make people safe. They want to keep us safe, the whole world safe. I'm sure they do. So who do they work through? They work through the administration. They work through CDC. They work through the World Health Organization. They work through the NIH, you know, the National Institutes of Health, and they have to. That's part of the mantra. We, in the independent scientific field, the research field, and the medical field, work outside the system. And that's why they despise outside thinking. You remember a few short years ago, about a decade ago to be more precise, we had the H1N1 threat. And that was billed as the most significant threat that had come down the pike yet since that era, probably of 1918. And vials upon vials and stockpiles of the vaccination were stockpiled everywhere. But nobody was taking them. Well, I shouldn't say nobody, but not enough. They weren't buying it. And so, obviously, the American taxpayer had to pick up the tab. Or the pharmaceutical industry, you see? Now, will they buy this one? Will they think that if there is a vaccination shot coming down the pike, a new vaccine, and I don't doubt that, that they should take it and maybe protect themselves and follow their doctor's orders? And what is now coming from the medical society? Well, we have Brown University School of Medicine here. We have Brown Med College University. That's the Annenberg family that runs it, that subsidizes it. They have a whole bunch of doctors there, Greek doctors, who are willing and able and ready to assist in the task of informing the public, telling them what to fear and what not to fear. I know. Because, as you know, when we go through our cancer illnesses and so forth, we learn a lot about how corrupt the media are, how corrupt the established medical societies are, and how corrupt the whole academic world is. They simply lock you out. They shut you down. They vilify you. They smear you. They just attack you if you offer anything that makes sense to you and the whole world, but not to them, and then offer it as a possible, not panacea, but as a possible control, if you will. Now, years ago, we had the Laetril battle, and many of you remember that. And the enemy would always like to say, another quack cure for cancer, Laetril. And as far as I know, nobody in that field, including the Cancer Control Committee, the International Association of Cancer Victims and Friends, and the various other ad hoc committees that were started for freedom of choice in cancer therapy, none of them said that it was a cure or that they had a cure for cancer. And we used to be, you know, we used to be fond of making little quips like, you know, the only thing you can cure is a ham, but you're not going to cure something that is just out of control. And cancer is something that can be controlled and managed and reversed, but not cured. Okay? So you have to be careful when you talk. Otherwise, you could be in some way jailed, imprisoned, prosecuted, fined. Who knows? Even get the death penalty. If you're trying to help people today, you might very well find that. So this is how severe the system is. Here we talk about oil of oregano on this program every single chance we get. Dr. K has done wonders with it. He's overseas again now, traveling. Maybe he's traveling to Iran. Isn't it ironic that Iran happens right now, according to media reports, happens to have the largest number of cases of those who have contracted the COVID virus, 19. Now, I've been reading the Israeli press, and I find it interesting that there's very, very little in comparison to all the media and all the countries like Italy and France and Iran and China and so forth pertaining to a threat to Israel. Of course, they've been very careful in screening anybody who comes in and out of the country. Netanyahu said he will not shake hands with anybody who's suspicious looking and looks like they have the virus. So they're very, very tight-lipped about it. But isn't it interesting that the number one nation on the hit list, Iran, should have such a high number of cases of the virus? I find that to be just interesting. I'm not drawing any conclusions. I'm just posing the question. And it is an interesting question. If you don't conquest or conquer people by war, by military, because in many cases you can't do that without opening up a larger box of trouble. You have the economic sword, the sword of Damocles economically. And if that doesn't finish the job, you also have science. You have a way of biochemical warfare where you can effectively kill off people and kill off leadership of people. So there's no limit to the possibilities of the diabolical minds today of those who seek to do evil with the protection and guidance of their father. Nothing, folks, surprises me. I have another video, another segment for you right now, and this too will deal with the virus going back over the years, and it's sort of like a biblical prophecy segment. But it has to do with Mr. Gates again. And what does Bill Gates fear the most? Let's hear this segment of this video. Momentarily. Coming right up. Yes, the next one. The next one after this last one. That's right.
Assumption.
Here it comes.
The Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia has said that another pandemic is likely, if not inevitable. And this one will exceed the Spanish flu of 1918.
Yes.
Authorities believe a virulent strain of influenza virus is poised to break out of Asia, probably from Chinese farming communities.
What happens is the influenza virus mixes in a chicken, a pig, whatever, and makes a major antigen shifts and emerges as really a brand new virus against which we have no protection. Would the effect be devastating worldwide? Of course it would.
The speed of modern air travel would spread the virus at a much faster rate than the killer flu of 1918.
I'm not convinced we have travel restrictions adequate. Heaven sakes, the SARS epidemic was started by one doctor in Hong Kong, and he was visited by 14 people who then went and spread the disease to Taiwan, Singapore, and Toronto. And how did they spread it? Through infected air travelers.
In spite of improvements in medical care, it has been estimated such a powerful new influenza virus would kill as many as 200 million people, over a million in the United States alone. Other global diseases continue to confound modern medicine. AIDS has killed over 20 million people. Almost 40 million are infected with the disease with no effective cure in sight. And the grim list of new diseases without cures is a long one. SARS, the Ebola virus, Legionnaire's disease, Lassa fever, new strains of cholera, all offer staggering new challenges for medical researchers.
It's frightening to think that diseases such as Ebola and SARS have no known cure. No one has developed a vaccine against them, and the only way to deal with them has been quarantine. A disease like that could arise in the future that could be far more transmittable, and that could create a global pandemic.
Even older diseases like tuberculosis and polio seem to be morphing into new, more deadly forms.
We underestimate consistently the ability of microorganisms to adapt and change to their environment, even if that's antibiotics. We forget that the stuff of evolution, which is genetic change, applies as much to microbes as it does to macrobes.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? You notice in the last couple of segments here what we keep hearing, there were no hospitals at the time, we didn't have a vaccine at the time. Well, and all of that generally is very true. But since that time, with the development of the Jonas Salk vaccine for polio, we've seen a steady increase in the number of deaths attributed to other diseases, and particularly chronic metabolic diseases such as cancer. Now, cancer grew astronomically from the 1950s and 60s. Now, I was in school. I got the injection, but it may have been also the injection or the cube, you know, the sugar cube that we had to get so we could have the vaccination done. I have the vaccination mark. I think it's still on. I don't know if I ground it out or what, but we all had that vaccination mark. Every American child was forced to get that vaccination. And this was to wipe out polio and everything else under the sun that it was aimed at. Well, as we've seen in subsequent documentation, by the way, you can go back and look on the blog online of Jennifer Lake and her blog. She's done incredible amount of research. As a nurse herself who left the field of nursing go into strict research, she has come up with an incredible plethora of the chronology of involvement between the European banks and the banking system and this whole industry, the whole industry of Big Pharma. And Big Pharma began to mushroom after that World War One era of the Black Plague, so to speak, the Spanish influenza. And this was a major impetus for funding. It was a major impetus for foundations. It was a major impetus for government in the 1950s, health, education, and welfare department under Eisenhower to get this process rolling, to inoculate, to get into the schools, and most of all to promote this, you know, this forerunner to the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, and so on and so forth, to fund a number of projects aimed not at naturopathic solutions, but at allopathic medicine and the pharmaceutically induced industries. So this is the problem. The whole approach is totally off base. Now, you introduce this fact to these doctors, these researchers, and they will consider you to be a Martian who's just landed. I know, because when I was at one of the institutions, I don't want to mention the name, but institutions for cancer, when I was diagnosed 4 years ago with bladder cancer, I had these three doctors come in. One of them was a young Turk. He had to be like 25. And they looked at me when I told them, I want to try some herbal and some osteopathic or naturopathic remedies. And one of them says, you got to be careful because those herbals can be very dangerous, you know. Can you believe this? I mean, and I laughed and smirked. And this is while I was sick because I said, you people have no idea what you're talking about, you know. I mean, I didn't say that to them. I was polite and reserved, but I knew that they were just feeding me the usual pablum. What else could they feed me? That's all they've ever been taught. That's all they've ever known. And I can't hold them all accountable for not knowing everything. But I do hold them accountable for not wanting to know. Come right back and get back to the next clip. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, folks, we're on course here. We have another clip now. And this one here deals more, I think, with Bill Gates and his plans, because he loves humanity so much. And he and Yolinda, he and his wife, are just flabbergasted with the thought of being able to help people, and especially children with inoculations and the vaccination industry, particularly in Africa. Let's hear what worries or concerns Bill Gates most of all.
I funded a disease modeling group that uses computer simulation, and that work has been phenomenal in helping us target our polio eradication resources and, you know, which parts of Nigeria should we work harder on. And it's very natural, if you have a group like that, to say, hey, look at something like a Spanish flu in the modern day. Health systems are far better. And so you think, hey, that wouldn't be very bad. Well, we tried it, and there are some assumptions we had to make. But what we showed is that the force of infection because of modern transport, which compared to 1918 is over 50 times as great. And so if you get something like a flu and you look at that map of how within days, it's basically in all urban centers of the entire globe, that is very eye-opening. That didn't happen with Spanish flu in the past. The opportunity to do more than just let it run its course is really only in the last decade. Basically, when you talk about drugs, you can talk about small molecules or talk about these complex biological protein-like things, of which there's a subclass called antibodies. Antibodies are the molecules that the immune system naturally builds to attack disease. Today, the idea that somebody says, oh, here's an antibody, make a lot of it, make it very quickly, that's right on the cutting edge. And the Ebola epidemic showed me that we're not ready for a serious epidemic, an epidemic that would be more infectious and would spread faster than Ebola did. This is the greatest risk of a huge tragedy. This is the most likely thing by far to kill over 10 million excess people in a year. We don't need to invest nearly what we do in military preparedness. This is something where less than $1 billion a year on R&D, medical surveillance, standby personnel, cross-training the military so they can play a role in terms of all the logistics here. This can be done, and we may not get many more warnings like this one to say, okay, it's a pretty modest investment to avoid something that really, in terms of the human condition, would be a gigantic setback.
That's it? All right. So you see the dedication that he has to inoculations and preventative disease. He wants to keep the children safe, and that's why we have so many abortions around the world and in the United States, of which he has made himself, I think, adequately known as a supporter of choice. So, you know, folks, to us it's obvious. Our people are educated in this. We understand that the lies are just countless and numerous, and they never stop lying. This is unfortunately not the case with most of the people who are paying attention to Talmud vision and the rest of society, especially the over 60 crowd that are just dependent on lamestream propaganda. All we hear, whatever comes out of the mouths of Lying Lester and John Torres and a host of others, and what we hear is the same stuff we've been hearing all of our lives. We've been hearing it on television for over 60 years now, and radio for over 85, 90 years. All right, except RBN, of course. We'll come right back. Hour number two is coming up. More to come right here.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.